come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your cool hand on my brow. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. Daddy has gone there, I know. Sister has gone to be with them, and where I'll go, nobody knows.
Goodbye, goodbye, little darling. I'm leaving this cold world behind.
Short of breaking down is gonna get me off this road I'm on. I'm still a far cry from gone. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. And it's a lonely stretch of blacktop out into the blue. Don't know where I'll go or what I'll do. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you.
Leanne Womack there, and a song that Doug Hudson had requested a long time ago. And Doug, we're glad to finally get that one on for you, and hope you enjoyed that. This next song was requested by one of our newer listeners, Tom Johnson. And Tom, we're glad to play this one for you. This is Luke the Drifter, and as most of you know, Luke the Drifter, that was the name that Hank Williams used when he recorded recitations. And he recorded some recitations on the lighter side, and also some very sad recitations, and this happens to be one of those. Tom wanted to hear Parties and Pals. Here is Luke the Drifter.
Too many parties and too many pals will break your heart someday. Too many boyfriends and sociable sows will drive your sweetheart away. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge, a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the nightlife, her cheeks, they're red with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen. Why, her mother was a saint. Now I know that she's not like her, and yet she might have been, if it hadn't been for petting parties, cigarettes and gin. We took the nightlife off the streets and brought into our own homes, while girls beat time with lipstick and the shrieks of saxophones. We opened up the underworld to the ones we loved so well. So tell me, gentlemen, is it right to send her to a cell? If she drinks, why, you taught her, and if she smokes, you showed her how. So, gentlemen, do you think it's right to go and condemn her now? And when you're in that jury room, just remember there and then that for every fallen woman, why, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render a verdict on what this girl has done, just remember there's a man to blame, and that man might be your son. Now, gentlemen, that's my story. My testimony stands. This girl is my own daughter, and the case is in your hands. Those Broadway roses and frivolous sounds had too many parties and too many pals.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine, but by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines.
You know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride, go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home.
Bobby Bear there with his version of Detroit City. And I say his version because some of you may remember that at exactly the same time, and this would have been about 63, the winter of probably 62 going into 63, when Bobby had that out, it was also recorded by Billy Grammer, Grand Ole Opry star, and some of you will remember Billy from Gotta Travel On. And I was in the Nashville area at the time. I grew up about 60 miles from Nashville, down in southern Kentucky. And in that area, it got played much, much more. The actual hit was by Billy Grammer. And it wasn't until later that I learned that Bobby Bear really had the nationwide hit on that song. That happened with a few songs, if you were in the Nashville area. But it certainly happened with that one, Detroit City. And we'll send that one out to Mike Lance. We've had several requests throughout the months for something obscure from Merle Haggard. Well, we dug around and came out with this, and we'll see if this is obscure enough for you. This comes from an album from back around 72, 73 called It's Not Love, But It's Not Bad. And the name of this song is The Conversion of Ronnie Jones. Here's Merle Haggard.
Ronnie Jones decided to settle down, so he married Annie Birch. Now
Granny hadn't been around too much. She mostly only went to church. Right away she started in, insisting that he come on up and join. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do to settle this, by dog I'll flip a coin. Preacher used some fancy words that Ronnie tried his best to understand, 'cause he loved his little Annie, and for her he wanted to be a better man. But of all the things they told him, it seemed that he remembered only one. He said, I guess I'll have to go up there and tell them everything I've done. The Sunday meeting just took up, and Ronnie stood outside half scared to death, dreading what he had to do in there and trying hard to get his breath. There didn't seem to be much use to put off what he had to do no more, so he backed way up and took a run and bolted through the double lobby door. Annie's eyes began to overflow with tears of joy at what she saw. The preacher took him by the hand and said, bless you, my boy, tell it all. While every head was bowed in prayer, some women slipped outside as if to pray, fearing what the Spirit might cause Ronnie and his circumstance to say. All their fears were justified, the sinful life became an open book. Names like Doris Cunningham and Wanda Webb and even Marlene Cook. Another kind of fire began to burn down in the depths of Annie's soul. She turned on Ron and used some words nobody had ever heard her say before. Sometimes we know not what we pray for.
Saying you love him, I believe that it's true, and it just doesn't matter how much I love you. But in time you'll understand, dear, when you shed a tear, then you'll know you were living in your tender year. In your eyes there's a love light that's shining for him, but how long will it stay there? Will that love light grow dim? You can just see the happiness, you can't see the tears. It's true, 'cause you're living in your tender year.
Tender year.
So if I can't be your first love, I'll wait and be your last. I'll be somewhere in your future to help you forget the past. And you'll know that I love you with a love that's sincere, 'cause I'll wait till you're through living in your tender year.
Tender year.
Yes, you'll know that I love you with a love that's sincere. Yes, I'll wait till you're through living in your tender year.
Tender years.
The Possum himself there, and one of his real early ones called Tender Years. I like that early stuff by the Possum, but then I like a lot of stuff by the Possum. We'll send this next song out to Debbie Blank, one of our listeners, and she wants to know, who's Julie? Well, here's Mel Tillis to tell her about it.
Across the table over coffee just this morning, my woman caught me by surprise without a warning. She said, honey, you talk in your sleep. And then she began to weep as she said, tell me now, tell me truly, who's Julie? With a blank look on my face, I searched my mind for an answer or excuse of some kind. But the words wouldn't come and my mind was blank. Slowly my head just sank when she said, honey, you know I love you truly. But who's Julie? Oh, Julie, what's this hold you got on me? On my mind, in my dreams, you know you shouldn't be there, Julie. I'd like to say Julie's just a friend of mine, but I know that would not satisfy your mind. You see, Julie gave me something you did not. She remembered what you forgot. And honey, I'm sorry I have to tell you so cruelly,
but now you know. Don't you ever ask me again.
Who's Julie?
Fortune fair, up and down the two coastlines, I've traveled everywhere, from Portland east to Portland west and back along the line. I'm going now to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. There's sure to be a gal somewhere that you like best of all. Now mine lives down in Louisville, she's long and she is tall. But she's the kind that you can't find, rambling through the land. I'm on my way this very way to win her heart and hand. Oh, 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Clear, boy, clear. In my mind, the place we'll call our home. A humble little cot for two, we'll never want to roam. The place that's right for that love sight is in them bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio by a place called Louisville. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road. never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start.
Well, that, of course, was the one and only Grandpa Jones and 8 More Miles to Louisville. And we'll send that one out to our old friend Gary Jones right here in Louisville, one of our faithful listeners. And glad to get that one on for you there, Gary. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, we always like to get a new one on. And for this edition, we're going to do something a little different. I guess a lot of different stores and businesses have started producing and releasing CDs kind of for themselves and only for themselves. I know Walmart has released some CDs. Maybe some Hallmark, I think, has done that. Maybe some of the other stores. Well, Cracker Barrel is big time into that. And a lot of you will be familiar with the Cracker Barrel restaurant and general country store. Recently, they released a CD called Songs of the Year by various artists. And that's just exactly what it is. It's a lot of songs of the year done by people that you wouldn't think of as doing them. John Denver's Back Home Again, for instance, is performed very nicely by Trisha Yearwood. Blake Shelton did a very nice job on the old Kenny Rogers song, The Gambler. Randy Travis did Chiseled in Stone and did it very well, and on and on. You get the point. Well, the song I'm going to feature here is the Vince Gill song, Go Rest High on That Mountain, as done by Dina Carter and Hart. Yes, you heard me right. The old rock group Hart. Ann and Nancy Wilson, the two sisters who made up the group called Hart. And I think you'll like this. This is really nice harmonies, nice work in general. So hope you enjoy it.
I know your life on earth was trouble, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. Go rest high on that mountain. Sun, your world. To heaven.
being all I ever wanted. You no longer feel the love I have for you. What happens now? What will I do with all the memories and the dreams of all the things we'll never do? But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you before you go how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again. I feel my life has reached an early sign of autumn. In my heart, the leaves are falling. Love is cold, and everything that once was warm and new is gone now, leaving nothing but this hunger in my soul. But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you before you go how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again.
Well, that was Ray Price, and I won't mention it again. One of his biggies there from back in the very early 70s, I guess, maybe even late 69 or so. And we'll send that one out to Lee Youngblood. Lee wanted to hear that from Utah. Well, if you were listening last night to the Midnight Jamboree at the Ernest Tubb Record Shop of Texas Troubadour Theater, actually, you heard that last night was Porter Wagoner's 50th anniversary on the Grand Ole Opry, and he hadn't been on the Grand Ole Opry in a while. As most of you probably know, he suffered a stomach aneurysm back some time ago and had major surgery and really was in pretty bad health there for a while. He's back now. The Opry is about to move. Some of you may or may not know that it goes back to the Ryman now. It goes back to the old Ryman Auditorium through the winter months. And it's about to move back to the Opry House now. And supposedly, Porter will be back on the Opry regularly starting, I think, in about a week, actually. And certainly everybody's happy for him and glad that he's back in good health. And we all wish him good luck in his return to the Opry. But last night, he hosted the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree. And sounded pretty good. I think that, you know, it may have slowed him down some, but he did some harmony with a female artist that he's producing, a girl named Christy Lynn, and did a song or two, I guess just one actually, by himself, and didn't sound bad. So we thought we'd play a song by Porter in this issue, and Porter did all kinds of music. He did novelty stuff, and he did a lot of just good hard country songs, and of course he had so many different sounds with the old Wagon Masters, and then later with Dolly, and of course he had the Buck Trent era, which lasted a long time. And he did some sad recitations, and that's what we're going to play here. One from about 1965 or 66 called Skid Row Joe. Here's Porter Wagoner.
Skid Row Joe. Last night, that's who I found in the dirty part of town. Lost, forgotten, with no place to go. Tormented with a bitter taste, outcast by the human race. A mask of torture was the face of Skid Row Joe. He walked up to where I stood on the street, said, "Pardon me, mister. Now don't get me wrong, I don't want your money, though heaven knows I could use it. But you see, this is my home. And you see the other bar down the street? Well, that's my home too. I noticed you staring at me a while ago. You recognized me, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, Joe, I know who you are. You was one time a real famous singing star, one of my favorites." He said, "Well, I guess you heard they took my babies away from me." I said, "Yeah, Joe, I read about it in the papers." Then he turned his head away and I saw the tears fall into place. And he turned to me and said, "You know, mister, this is the only place in the world that I'm not ashamed to show my face. But I'm gonna quit. Yes, sir, I'm gonna quit. And I'm gonna shave and comb my hair and get me a clean white shirt. Then I'm gonna walk up to her door. When she answers, I'm gonna stand up real proud and tall. Then I'm gonna get on my knees. And I'll say, 'Sweetheart, if you'll take me back, I'll spend the rest of my life making up to you for what I've done. I'm so ashamed of myself, and this I want you to know. Then I'm gonna take my two little babies and I'm gonna hold them so close to me, I ain't gonna never let them go. I guess I should have told him then that she'd already remarried again. But after hearing what he'd said to me, why, there wasn't no way I could add to his misery. So I said, 'Good luck. My best to you, Skid Row Joe.'"
Well, folks, that's just about going to do it for yet another edition of the Listener's Choice magazine. We certainly hope you've enjoyed this one. We've enjoyed putting it together for you, and we're sorry once again that it's a little bit late this time. We're going to finish things out here with a pretty album cut. To my knowledge, it was never released as a single at all, but this is from Dottie West and her album Country Sunshine, which was out in about 73, I guess. And this song is called The Lady Ain't a Lady Anymore. It's just a really nice song, and the arrangement is great, and I think you'll like it. We like Dottie an awfully lot here, and we get a lot of requests for her. Hope everybody's off to a nice start to the new year, and we'll talk to you in April. Here's Dottie West. Bye-bye, everybody.
As a child, I couldn't wait to be a lady. I spent hours in mama's hats and high-heeled shoes. A lady taught men like you. But you've brought out the woman in the lady. A feeling I've never felt before. If loving you makes me any less a lady, then the lady ain't a lady anymore. Such a natural feeling to lay down here beside you, and as a woman feel no guilt,
no shame,
and let your her weakness, and you know how to make my weakness show. If loving you makes me